On this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and I discuss the J.J. Watt trade. We discuss Lamar and whether or not he's an MVP candidate, even though he's already won the fucking award. We talk about UFC 259 Stylebender. And then we talk, let's see, what the fuck else do we talk about? I'm looking at my notes right now. We actually talk some good movies. We talk about two really good movies that we just watched. So if you're a movie buff or a movie head or a movie crack addict, you're going to want to listen to this. It's going to be good. And then we end up with a weird dating story by Andrew. 3, 2, 1, go. I am Ian
Peacock. And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
Andrew. You don't have to wait 5 whole seconds to say your line.
And Sir Tom Dog Treats.
Andrew. Was that on purpose? Did you purposely wait an eternity to say B3T Sports?
No, I said it right after you said, welcome to the show.
Well, we are having some lag issues. Wi-Fi.
Welcome to B3T Sports.
Wi-Fi in Chicago has been a little sus recently. Just a little sus.
It's weird. It's warm out. I don't know what would be causing that.
I don't know. But yeah, all the snow is gone. All
Did you pay your bill?
Why? Yeah. Why does everyone keep saying that? Is that like a joke? Is that like a joke? I'm pretty sure.
I'm fine. Financially, I'm fine.
Well, I'm pretty. Please buy Sir Tom Dog Treats. Please buy them. But I'm pretty sure that if I wasn't paying my internet bill, I just wouldn't have internet, like, at all.
I don't know. Some people are pretty picky. They think it's a human right.
They wouldn't just slow my internet down if I, you know, whatever. Let's get into
it. We'll smoke him out.
Let's get into it. I guess we should talk first thing about the news. The biggest news in the sports world that actually happened when we should have been recording, but since I was in California, we decided to record on Sunday night instead of Monday night. And if we had done so, if we had stuck to our normal programming, we would have reported last episode that J.J. Watt is going to the Cardinals.
And I like the move.
No, come on, Andrew, stop it. Stop it. You don't like that move. No one should like that move.
I
That's
do.
That's a dumb move.
That is not a dumb move. He gets to play D-hop again.
He got
a fat contract, which is great.
Yeah, if you
and go for it. What were you gonna say?
No, you keep going. I'll let you start first, and then I'll tear you down.
What do you mean you'll tear me down? I don't believe that'll happen.
Just keep going, Andrew.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that defense is already in an all right space with Buda Baker, and they got that linebacker from Clemson who was really raw, but I mean, he was also very athletically gifted if he can kind of figure it out. J.J. Watt, I mean, he's top 2 in sacks since 2012. I mean, and he's even missed time. Like, isn't that crazy? He's missed a lot of time. He's still top 2 in sacks.
Absolutely. Look, this isn't about J.J. being good. I think he's a great football player. He's won Defensive Player of the Year 3 times, and only 2 other players in NFL history has ever gotten those 3 awards in their careers. Do you know the other
Aaron
2?
Aaron Donald.
There's one.
And then let me guess. Give me a hint.
He played for the Lions. I think, yes. Played for the Lions.
I don't know.
Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah, okay. That makes, yeah.
He played for the Lions, right? Or
I don't know. I mean, I know who he is, but I don't know where he played.
Let's say he played for the Detroit Lions. I'm pretty...
Casey, if you want to fucking berate me later because Ian said it, but I didn't know, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he played for the Detroit Lions. What?
No, I just didn't hear you say anything, so I couldn't... You either cut out or I was like, he's ignoring me. On our show, he's ignoring me.
I heard you say that Casey, you wanted Casey to berate me.
No, I'm saying he's going to berate me, even though you're the one who's saying, I don't know where he plays. I don't know either, but you brought it up, and I'm going to get yelled at. So
that's how it works, Andrew. Slack channel later. That's how it works. You get berated, and I lash out to anyone that has the balls to say anything bad about Lamar Jackson, especially,
which happens all the time.
All the time, and I don't understand it. We'll get back to JJ in a second.
Cuz he's running back.
We'll get back to JJ in a second. I do not understand the hate against Lamar Jackson. I honestly do not.
Do you think the Ravens QB coach gets really confused every time Lamar wanders over?
Why do you... No, stop it. This is... I'm not even going to play into that joke because it's not funny.
I saw that 2 days ago and it made me laugh.
Do you think it's just trolling at this point? Do you think that like people are
just
trolling?
Yeah, I think part of it's trolling.
Because
Lamar's a good quarterback. I mean, we had this conversation in our Slack channel. The reason, if listeners here, you're hearing me and Ian talk about this because it was brought up in the Slack channel the other day. We were kind of going back and forth. I defended Lamar. I said that Lamar is a good quarterback.
Yes.
But I also said that he's probably, based statistically, he's probably going to have a shorter career just because, you know, he's running the ball. He's putting his body in harm's way more often than other types of QBs. And that could change moving forward, but... Until it does, I mean, I'm going to say he's going to have a shorter career, but he's still going to be impactful. He's still going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with you saying that he's going to have a shorter career because data is on your side. Obviously, running quarterbacks that run the ball, especially as much as Lamar does, all it takes is one bad hit or...
Right.
Actually, it could be a lot of little hits that ultimately does it in for him. So I'm not going to argue.
C-T-E.
Okay. I'm not going to argue that. But I will say that he's currently in the prime of, I mean, obviously 2019 was his prime when he won MVP, but I still think he's still in the prime of his career.
He's still got gas in the tank.
He's got a lot of gas in the tank, Andrew. He just turned 24 years old. And here's the thing. And this was all brought up by fucking Johnny Walks, B3T sports blogger, okay? I love the kid, okay? And he might have just been trying to troll me.
I mean, it seems to work.
And it does work. It absolutely does work 100% of the time. But he said, he posed the question in the B3T sports Slack channel. He said, do you think Lamar will be an MVP candidate if the Ravens get Allen Robinson? An award that Lamar has already won just one season ago, before this season, and you're saying that you have to bring in some star wide receiver for him to have a chance at winning an award that he's already won? That makes no sense to me. Maybe if it was like 5 to 10 years ago, like back when, you know, and he's an older quarterback and you're like, oh, he doesn't have any gas in the tank left. Right. Maybe you can make that argument like, okay, he's not what he used to be. He just won MVP. Aaron Rodgers is the reigning MVP, but until Aaron won that award, Lamar Jackson was the reigning MVP. So how can you say, and he, same team. In fact, the Ravens were a worse team this year because we missed Ronnie Stanley. He got hurt halfway through the season. We had a center that couldn't snap the ball to save his goddamn life. Two centers, actually. Sure. Couldn't snap the ball to save their goddamn lives. And we also lost Nick Boyle, who a lot of people say is the best blocking tight end in the NFL. They say that. We had some key.
I think George Kittle is the best blocking tight end in the NFL.
But he wasn't
playing last year.
Okay. Well, in any event, we had some key injuries that severely hurt our offense. So of course, and we still ended up 11-5.
Allow me to play devil's advocate
no,
here.
No, I don't want
I,
you to play devil's
yes.
advocate. I,
yeah,
no,
we're
I,
doing
no,
it.
No, I do not.
So obviously, Tom Brady's won MVP before. Yeah. Right? Aaron Rodgers has won MVP before, and they've all done it. Now, when you look into, at least if you're looking at this under a microscope, and let's just assume when he's like, you know, he's asking about Lamar next year. Do you think Lamar is the odds? He could be a candidate. I think anyone who's won it before, who's still in the league, is a candidate for MVP when you look into the next season.
That was my argument. That was my argument.
No, I agree with that. What I'm saying though is, who do you think is at the top of the leaderboards, like number one prospect to be MVP next season? Without looking, who do you think it is?
Patrick Mahomes.
I would also think it's Patrick Mahomes. And how long do you think it'll be Patrick Mahomes?
How long it'll be Patrick Mahomes every year, you mean?
I don't know about every year, but you're going to get like these, like Lamar, when you think who's going to be MVP next season without thinking about who's done it in the past, like who's going to do it, Lamar's not the guy you think of.
Right.
Tom's not the guy. Like it's all.
That's because he's not the best quarterback. That's not. You're going to think of the best quarterback in the NFL. And right now, the best quarterback in the NFL
also,
is Patrick Mahomes.
I want to point to how sad that is because I wish other people could win MVP. I wish it were possible. I really do.
No, that's the point of being an MVP. That's the whole point, is that you're going to pick the best player to win the award. That's why it's so important. That is why that award is so important to win. And that's why it's so awesome. And so important to this conversation, this debate, that Lamar's already won MVP. He has already won.
I'm saying that I wish other people, aside from quarterbacks, would win it every once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, that's just...
I mean, like, I understand that it is clear the quarterback is the most important position in football. But, I mean, like, the second most important position in football is the left tackle. And that's, like, widely regarded as true. And I don't think a left tackle has ever fucking won MVP. They probably never will.
Nope, it's the unsung hero position of the NFL.
Oh, dumb. Real dumb. Goodell, get on that.
Yeah, but anyway, just to wrap a bow on this Lamar conversation, he does not need – I would love Allen Robinson, and you even said Allen Robinson would make him better. No shit, because our wide receiver core is not great. So, yes, I would love to have an Allen Robinson receiver on our team, okay? But
you know,
it's not going to not make Lamar MVP candidate if he doesn't join us.
I joke a lot about that, you know, Lamar's a running back, he can't throw, blah blah blah. He's definitely gotten better at throwing the ball. They don't have a lot like a receiver talent out there anyway. But you guys aren't a pass first offense anyway. You are a run first offense. Like that's what you're designed to do.
Right.
So I mean, I think that if you can't get a top guy, if you couldn't get Robinson or Galladay, I say try your luck in the draft again and just keep doing what you're doing. Because, one, it works. And, two, like you're not going to want to restructure the way you run your offense for a mid – like Marvin Jones, right? If you snag Marvin Jones, he's a good wide receiver. He's seasoned a bit. But, I mean, he'd be an upgrade to your number two guy, 100%. But, like, are you really going to change the way you run – Mark Andrews. Hollywood's a deep threat. He is a deep threat, but he's not – I mean, like –
No, I agree.
He's not a guy who has an expansive route tree. He is not, you know what I mean? If he burns you, he's going to score. You know,
he showed streaks of potential this past season where he'd come back, do a few cuts. And I do think, just to give him the benefit of the doubt, he was hurt most of his rookie season. So, and he did have a problem last season of dropping the ball sometimes. But there were some streaks. Moments where I was like, if he could consistently do what he just did, he will be a great wide receiver. So hopefully he continues to get better.
Consistency is key.
What'd you say?
I said consistency is key.
Yeah, consistency is key. I heard Sandusky. That's it. That's all I heard. I heard the words.
Sandusky. Joe Pa knew. Joe Pa knew.
I just heard Sandusky. Your voice broke up, and that's what I heard. And I was like, Sandusky,
damn it, Ohio,
Chicago,
fucking internet.
Or Sandusky? Is it the
Sandusky?
Or is it the bad Sandusky?
The bad Sandusky. Man. So how's it going aside from the bad internet?
It's going good. Like,
oh, we were gonna
I
go
said,
back to
all...
for fuck. I forget I asked.
Yeah,
that. I don't care.
Yeah.
I will go
back
to JJ.
Okay, yeah. Fuck me. Back to JJ Watt.
Chandler Jones, JJ Watt. I think the defense has a lot of potential.
The defense does have a lot of potential. Here's the thing. I thought he wanted to win a ring, right? He's not going to win a ring with the Cardinals. No, he's not going to win a ring with the Cardinals. I think we're all in agreement. He signed a 2-year deal with the Cardinals. There is no chance in hell that they even go. I'm going to say they're not even going to make the NFC Championship.
Listen, unless that he knows something that we don't, which is maybe they're trading for Deshaun. because Kyler's not. No, because Kyler's not bad. Kyler's
not bad. That's why I don't think they win.
Andy's on a rookie deal. So if they were to trade him with a pick and maybe another piece that is like maybe Christian Kirk, like that wide receiver who is their kind of burner guy, they trade him. You get Deshaun Watson. I don't know. Then it's the Texans 2.0. They got an actual defense and a coach.
Holy shit. Okay. Well, first off, they don't have a coach. Kingsbury is not a good coach. Let's be clear.
I think
on
it's
that.
Hard to coach in the NFL. All right. I think that so too. It's hard, and people.
I just don't think he's a good one.
He's coming up from college. I want to give him one more year. I mean,
he's a good-looking guy.
He's.
I mean, if all else fails, he's nice. He looks like Ryan Gosling. He could play Ryan Gosling in a movie. You know about
sure.
Well, actually,
about Ryan Gosling, about the making of the Notebook.
Right, actually,
documentary.
It would be Ryan Gosling could play him in a movie, and you'd be like, "That is a good, that's a good comparison. Like, that's a good actor to portray Cliff Kingsbury." Man. Which is it's a pretty high honor. But I don't think this conspiracy of Deshaun going to the Cardinals. I don't. See it ever happening.
I don't either, but it is nice to...
Okay, is Deshaun just going to stay with the Texans?
He has already... From their camp, it has already been said that he is willing to lose out on $3 million by sitting. And if I'm the Texans, I've fucked up so much already in the last 2 years to not get the value that you should get for Deshaun at his prime would be absolutely ridiculous. I cannot imagine them... not trading him. I mean, they're in a tough spot. Don't get me wrong. Like they have to get value. Otherwise, what a waste of doing this whole thing. But if you're so stubborn that you're not going to get rid of him and you're just going to let him sit and pay him to sit, you know what I mean? That's ridiculous.
True. Did the Texans lose out on releasing J.J. Watt? Couldn't they have just traded him and gotten at least some draft picks for him?
People say that could have been done, and I think that obviously if you've got value, and I mean obviously there's a market for him because a lot of teams wanted him. That's hindsight 2020. I mean, I think from a PR perspective, they did the right thing by letting him go, because I mean it's like go enjoy free agency. You've never been a free agent. You have done this organization a great service, which is true.
So you think it was more of a respect thing?
I think it was similar to when they let Mark Ingram go for the Ravens. They're like, you did great things for us for the 2 years. We're gonna let you get out ahead of free agency. Go check out some teams. You're free.
Mm. Get out of here. We don't want you anymore. Exactly. Get out of here, you stupid dumb animal. Get out of here. But in reality, you really
behind the
love
shed
them.
And they shoot him.
Okay. You kind of keep not that I want to spend this entire episode talking about the J.J. Watt trade, because by now, by the time people actually listen to this episode, it's going to be old news, right? I don't want to beat a fucking dead horse, dead Texan, you know. I don't want to beat the dead Texan, okay? But
I do. They're awful.
Yeah, the Texans are awful. But what I'm saying is J.J., if he really wanted a ring, he could have gone to Buffalo. He could have gone to... the Titans, the Packers, and even the Browns.
He went to Wisconsin. I can't believe he didn't go to the Packers. Honestly, I thought that was for sure where he was going to go.
Yeah, I did too, because he, you know, was from Wisconsin. He went to Wisconsin. Green Bay is in Wisconsin, okay? However.
Geography.
Why wouldn't he go to any of those teams? The ones I just said, Titans, the fucking Browns, and of course the Packers, they all have a better chance at winning a Super Bowl in 2 years than the fucking Cardinals.
They do have better odds on paper because obviously they all made it further. But I do want to say Murray was hurt for like the final three games of the season. And if they win one of those three games, they're in a completely different, they were in playoffs then. Like they weren't, you know what I mean? They like kicked the Bears from, they were in a better spot before Kyler got hurt. And I mean, it sucks. Every single year there are teams out there like that. Like, you could get rid of an injury or two and we probably would have made the playoffs, blah, 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 you know, but
yeah, but Andrew, are you saying, are you saying that those three teams that I just mentioned, Titans, Browns, Packers, are a better chance, don't you agree that they're a better chance to win a Super Bowl than the Cardinals?
I started up by saying that. I do agree. I'm just saying people are writing the Cardinals off as if they couldn't make the playoffs and make a run. I definitely think
that's not, but that's, hold on. Okay. But that's, not.
I know, but
that's not the point, because if he really wanted to win a ring, why wouldn't he just go to those teams? And I'm pretty sure the Browns were offering him more money than the Cardinals. So what is the point of going to the Cardinals?
Do you want
to
live in Cleveland?
I mean, if
answer the question.
Yes.
No. Do you want to live in Cleveland?
Hold on. If,
cause I'm going to hold you to this. If you want to live in Cleveland, okay. Do you want to live in Green Bay? Like, sir, no, answer me that. Do you want to live in Green Bay?
Just if I was a football player and I was getting paid.
No.
Andrew, you can't ask me that stupid fucking question when
I can. No,
civilian.
I can, because where you choose to live is a very important thing, because the dude's also got a family.
Okay, I'll tell you this. I moved to Iowa for 2.5 years. So if I moved to Iowa.
Yeah, I hated every second of it.
If I moved to Iowa for 2.5 years,
yeah.
I can fucking live in Cleveland, Green Bay, or fucking Tennessee for 2 years while I live out my contract and try to win a Super Bowl ring.
I mean, he already said.
And get paid $16 million
a year. In an interview, he already said he likes waking up and it's already 60 degrees outside. I mean, weather did play a part in his decision.
Okay, whatever. You know what? Good for JJ. Like, he got paid a good amount of money. He's going to.
If he wins a ring, will you eat your underwear?
Yeah, I will.
On video?
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. With the Cardinals. Well, I don't want to like hurt you. You know, it's like if he wins a ring with the Cardinals, you have to eat your
underwear.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. Hold on. If after the 2 years in Arizona, he goes to the fucking Chiefs and wins a Super Bowl with them. The bet's off. Like, no, I'm not eating my underwear. But I'm just saying, I think also Arizona doesn't have state income tax.
I mentioned that about Sean going to the fucking Dolphins. I mentioned that last week, and people laughed at me. But I'm like, it's important when people are making these decisions.
Okay.
While we're talking football, there were some drops that were made. Kyle Rudolph dropped from the Vikings. Jared Cook dropped from the Saints. Golden Tate.
Two washed up tight ends.
Yeah, Golden Tate was dropped from the Giants, which I thought was kind of a weird drop. I mean, I get it. Like, they're saving, I think, $6 million in cap space or something. But, I mean, I don't know who else they have for a receiver on that team. They got
Sterling Shepard.
Yes. I mean, they're going to draft a wide receiver probably. That has to be like what they're thinking. Is Danny Dimes the real deal?
I don't know if he's the real deal, but we definitely saw some good things out of him last season where I would give him some more opportunity.
Like when he ran it all the way down, except he didn't.
That was fucking sick, dude. That was the best / funniest / worst highlight of all time. Honestly, if Top Shot somehow makes their way into the NFL,
into football,
I would pay very handsomely for that highlight.
That's funny.
Honestly,
I can't believe
Top Shot needs to get into the NFL because there are so many good NFL highlights. The butt fumble,
so
dude.
Oh, exactly.
The butt fumble.
Oh, the Juju Smith-Schuster hit on Vontaze Burfict, and then the Vontaze Burfict hit on Antonio Brown.
The Cam Newton fumble where he doesn't try and get the ball in the Super Bowl.
No, that's a good one. Ray Lewis where he stabbed that person. Yeah, we can do this all day.
That's X-rated highlight. You have to be over. You have to sign in a waiver that says you're over 18 to see this highlight.
And then it's like, and then it's just a drawing. It's like a comic thing of it because they're like, well, we weren't there, but you know.
Allegedly,
he stabbed this man.
Then there's like an asterisk and it says cannot be used in court of law.
Yeah, exactly. let's see. Any other news? again, like more people are just saying that like Russell Wilson does not want to trade. But if he were traded, these are the places he'd want to go. And I'm like, that's I don't understand what that's happening there. I don't know if he's like running an ad campaign for himself. He's just trying to get more Twitter followers. I don't know what he's doing. But he's not fucking leaving Seattle.
Look, I said it last episode, and I'll say it again. Chicago is too cold for Russell Wilson. I stand by it. And I stand by it.
I mean, he said he wants to go to – how crazy would – he said he would go to the Cowboys. How crazy would it be if they traded for Russ and just didn't sign Dak to the long deal? And they're like, Dak, a huge parade, and it's just a big banner that says, fuck you, Dak Prescott.
And then Dak goes to the Cardinals.
Yeah, and it's Jerry Jones in the front. Oh, that'd be interesting. Jerry Jones in the front of the fucking parade with – he's sitting in his wheelchair and somebody's standing by with the defibrillator in hand.
Oh my god, dude. Let me see. I have two other potential NFL news that we can cover. Brees. Drew Brees is working out. Maybe he's not retiring. Yeah.
It is so bad for the I think it's so bad for the Saints if Drew Brees is still there, because he at the end of the year he did not look like he had it.
Noodle arm, dude. He couldn't throw it past. No, you're not crazy at all. Noodle arm Brees. I think we all said it throughout the entire season. I mean, look. They still...
And he's going to cost them.
Well, he's still... I mean, they still kind of made it far in the playoffs. You know, it's not like they didn't even make the playoffs.
I know.
So, I don't know. Like, is Jameis Winston the future? Because I don't know if the Taysom Hill...
Well, he was on a one-year deal. I don't know what they're going to... Jameis is a free agent.
Okay, so let's say that Drew Brees actually retires like we all think that he's going to before like we saw him, before we all saw him doing fucking CrossFit and shit. Who's going to be the quarterback? Taysom Hill?
Gotta be, right?
I guess so.
I bet they're in a really hard spot right now, because I bet they're talking to the camp of Jameis Winston. They have to be. They have to be like, hey, just so you know, we liked you, you know, the bullshit you say. And if Brees retires, we probably want to talk about signing you again. But they also, like, if Brees doesn't retire though, we don't know. So, I mean, if you're Jameis, you're probably looking for something. I mean, like, if you're Jameis, I think right now your places that you could look would be maybe New York if Danny Dimes isn't the guy.
I think there are better places out there.
49ers?
That, I mean...
Where, they're just don't let Jameis throw it. We hand it off anyway.
Niners would be interesting. The Oakland, maybe?
I don't know. I guess not Oakland.
I guess it's Vegas.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, good point. Vegas, if anything, Vegas should just stick with Mariota, in my opinion. If they were going to get rid of Derek Carr, I would ride Mariota. I mean, he played his ass off in the one game that he got to play.
Yeah, he looked good. Yeah, I mean, maybe. Okay. Andrew. Okay, what if Jameis... Mm-hmm. goes to the land of Belichick.
I think that'd be crazy. I think Bill Belichick would rip his head off. I'm talking about Jameis's, not his own. He'd be like, you throw one more fucking interception.
I don't know. I mean, because obviously Cam's not going to be back. Are they just going to stick with Stidham? Because that didn't work.
I don't know. They haven't actually said what they're going to do with Cam yet, but I mean, I get it. He's a free agent, so I mean, it's really not up to them. I don't know.
You're a free agent.
Right.
You're a free agent. You're supposed to say I'm rich.
I am rich. I'm not really living that. Another thing, too, people always said that it wasn't like Belichick, it was Brady, and that's the reason they wanted to go play there. But now it's coming out even more. They're like, you know, the Patriot way is Tom Brady. It's not Bill Belichick. Doesn't mean that Bill Belichick's not a good coach. I'm not ready to ring that fucking bell yet. But I'm really curious the next couple of years who's going to be like, let's go to the Patriots. Because Alex Smith, I was thinking, might be a good spot for him to land would be the Patriots.
Alex Smith. Okay, so here's the thing about Alex Smith. He probably will not be with the Washington football team next season.
No, he already was, I think, released.
Okay, it's official. So, like don't, I don't said, I was right. Okay, fine. But I will. And I will say that Alex Smith is officially not going to be back with the Washington football team. He's 36 years old, so doesn't have a whole lot of years left. Obviously, coming back from a horrific leg injury. Comeback player of the year, though. Comeback player of the year. Great story. I don't see him becoming a starting quarterback. So
he went 5-1 for the Washington football team.
I know. And maybe he starts for a little bit, but I see him going to a team that has young talent, fresh blood, if you will, and maybe he can kind of shepherd them into being a really good quarterback.
That could be. I think he'd probably be a good teacher. It's interesting.
Are you gonna ask me where I think he's gonna go?
I think I have an idea what you're gonna say. Where do you think he'll go?
I think that Alex Smith will be traveling down south and hitting up with Urban Meyer,
Tampa Bay.
And being a Jacksonville Jaguar, and will help shepherd the coming of Jesus Christ himself,
Sunshine,
Trevor Lawrence. So that's where he's gonna go. See, and I just copied Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick said that sometime this week.
And we were gonna talk about this a little bit before the show, but we want to save it for this. I think that's an interesting take. I don't hate that take at all. My real concern is I think Alex Smith has to have two ideas in his head. Well, maybe three. The third one would be that he shouldn't play football anymore and he should take his award and what he did, because what he did was incredible, and he should ride off into the sunset. I don't think that would be outrageous. I know. That's not probably what the fans would want. But
stupid.
But I think that's a real possibility for him and his family and his wife to be like, listen, you did it. You're done.
I'm sure his wife is hardcore campaigning for that option, because she looked like she was going to have panic attack in the stands. Rightfully so. Because if you have to go through that, right. No doubt that you are scarred, no pun intended, from football.
The second option would be what you said. Like, he is willing to take a backseat role specifically to teach a young QB and play like in a great team atmosphere. And then there's the third option where he's like, I went 5-1 for a horrible team like last year on a bum leg. Like, I played well and I would like to start somewhere. And if he doesn't think that he's going to get paid right, I mean, maybe he will like wait until he gets an opportunity to start somewhere instead of, you know what I mean? Yeah. He might still think he's got it. 36 is not that old anymore.
Not anymore, no. But, I mean, I don't know how healthy he is.
I thought he looked good. His arm strength looked good. He had a little bit less mobility, but another year of training and stuff. I think if we were going to get rid of Teddy Bridgewater and we couldn't get Deshaun, I wouldn't mind doing the exact same thing, grabbing Alex Smith and letting him start maybe for the season while we'll grab a rookie with the number 8 pick and we stick him behind Alex Smith, because I think Alex Smith would be a great teacher.
Sure. That's kind of what I said. I said he's going to be a great teacher.
Yeah, exactly. You said. Let's see. I think that's all the football news.
That's all the NFL news I have. So let's get into another sport. A fighting sport, good sir. UFC 259. This weekend, we have Stylebender versus Blaschblockblock in an epic showdown. Blaschblockblock. Sorry, am I cutting out? Blaschblockblock?
No, you're just... that name sounds funny.
Well, have you heard of him? Jan Blaschblock?
No, I have not.
Damn,
I'm
dude,
from America. <It's>...
Let's see. What the fuck is his name? Blachowisk. Blachowisk. Blachowisk? Blachowisk.
Blachowisk.
What's his fucking name, Andrew? Jan Blachowisk.
Adesanya? That's the other guy?
Well, it's Stylebender, yeah. I call him Style. Well, that's his nickname, Stylebender. which is a sick fucking.
Because does he just fight different? Does he fight like not southpaw or like what's his like?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, he bends styles. Like he mixes. That's like his thing. Yeah, he mixes. I know nothing about
that guy. The other guy's first name is Jan.
It's Jan, dude. The fuck is wrong with you?
Jan.
It means John. John Blackovish. Listen, it doesn't matter.
Man in Nunes is fighting?
Yeah, the card is fire, dude. The card is fire.
That actually is.
So anyway, let's go down the card. Show the card. Talk about the card, Andrew.
I'm looking at the main card right now. So we got
Andrew
Błachowicz
God,
versus
damn
Adesanya. What?
Call him Style Bender. He's earned the nickname.
No. Okay, then we got Amanda Nunes versus Megan Anderson. Megan Anderson is obviously plus 750. But here's the deal. I think that for the rest of Amanda Nunes' career until she retires, you should drop $15 on whoever she's fighting.
Why do you think that?
Because the odds right now are plus 750. fighters lose like that all the time. Fighters usually hit a cliff and they fall off of it. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And betting on her.
Hammer Style Bender minus 230. Okay. We can't just ignore the main title fight. Not talking about
okay. Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Style Bender. As you like. Jan plus 185
or her
Style Bender minus 230. Yeah, hammer Style Bender.
I hope I never meet Jan because Jan's gonna beat the fuck out of me.
Yeah, no.
Meet Jan in a bar bathroom.
If I saw Jan,
turns out him and his brother have.
I'd fucking turn the other way. Now look at this. Just real quick about this matchup. Jan, his record 27-8. Style Bender 20-0. 20-0.
That's a lot of losses from Jan.
He's never lost. Style Bender. Right. He's from Poland, though. Jan's from Poland. See, Jan's from Poland. You got to watch out for those Polish people.
That sounds kind of racist.
Well, I'm Slovakian. I can actually say that because I'm actually European.
I was going to say, it's really not.
That's how that works.
It's nationalist, but.
It is nationalist, but again, I am Slovakian. I'm an idiot. So I can say that.
All right, so Amanda Nunes is a minus 1250. She's a huge favorite. Like, I mean, she's getting older. Eventually, she's going to die.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we all die
so,
in the end.
So I would say hammer Megan Anderson, right? Here's what you do. Here's what you do.
Peter Young.
You
still want to keep talking about Amanda Nunes, huh?
Well, I want to look at the odds for something, you know, because I forgot. I at my fingertips. I have DraftKings right here.
Well, it's
because
also
I wonder what
the fight site.
Well, I'm wondering what are the props for that Amanda Nunes fight.
Well, while you look at that,
knockout?
While you look at that, I'm looking at Peter Yan and Aljamain Sterling. They're both even at minus 110. Then you have a guy that kind of looks like Khabib. His name's Islam Makhachev. He's a big favorite, heavy favorite, minus 335 against Drew Duber. it's probably
Duber.
Did
you pronounce that Duber?
No, but I like that. No, but
he looks like Elon Musk. Tell me I'm wrong.
Drew Duber.
Look at his face.
Yeah, he does. Drew Duber, baby. Drew Duber. Shit.
Drew Duber.
And then we have Thiago Santos, who looks like a fucking beast, and Alexander Rakic. And Rakic is minus 167.
God.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good card. This is a good card.
Yeah. I'm looking at these I'm looking at these props. Oh my god. Winning method. Okay, so you could bet Amanda Nunes TKO KO or DQ. Yes, win by submission. I want a crazy one. Win by decision. No, see, they're not offering me good crazy things. I wanted, like, Amanda Nunes knocks her out in, like, 15 seconds. Like, I wanted something like that with the odds to be, like, plus 600.
Yeah, you're just throwing your money away at that point, Andrew.
Well, no, because I'm going to drop – because what you do there is you drop 15 on Megan at 20 on Megan Anderson just to win. you drop a little bit on Amanda Nunes to do the crazy thing, and then you just drop $150 on her just to win in general. You're covered.
Yeah, but then you don't win anything.
No, you probably win something.
It sounds like you just cover all your bets, and then you just don't win. You walk
away with nothing. I have fun betting, all right?
Okay. Okay, Andrew. Okay. So this is going to be a fire card. This is going to be a fire fight night. I'm excited for it. I will be watching it. Dry January is over, and it is on the weekend, so I will be drinking.
Dry January. Dranuary.
And I only drink on the weekends now, so this is right up my alley.
Oh, my God. Go to the prelims and look at the second fight.
No, I don't want to. I want to talk about...
His name is Song Yadong.
Okay, that's a tight name. That's a fucking tight-ass name.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, movies. Let's wrap up with some movies. Let's wrap up with some movies, okay? Because you said you watched a movie that you want to talk about. I watched a movie over the weekend that I want to talk about, so let's talk about it.
I would love to.
You go first.
What movie did you watch?
Oh, okay. I watched The Departed, which I've seen 100,000 times. But it's really good.
Where's your mother? Yeah, she's tired from fucking my father.
Yep. And then I like it when the guy fucks up setting up the cameras and Alec Baldwin beats the shit out of that guy.
When I tell you to dump a body in the mosh, you dump the body in the mosh. That is a great movie.
Jack Nicholson starts losing his fucking mind. He comes out from behind the bar toward the end of the movie. He's like all covered in blood. And Leo's character's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on with this guy.
Yeah, dude, he definitely loses his marbles. And then it turns out that he's an informant to the fucking cops. Because everyone's a goddamn informant. But it's based on a real story. You know that, right? Like, he was a real mobster.
Yep. I think that the best part about the movie is that Mark Wahlberg is so good in it, and he's really not in it that much.
He's not in it at all, but he has all the best lines.
He does, and he won Best Actor for it.
Best Supporting Actor? Did he really?
No, I don't even think it was Supporting Actor. I think he won Best Actor
for
that
movie. No, he didn't. Shut the fuck up. No, he did not. I will bet you $100. I would bet you $100 that's not true. That can't be true. I refuse to believe.
I'm fairly confident, but I'm not going to.
I refuse to believe the Academy would. I refuse to believe that he was even nominated for Best Actor. That's a Best Supporting Role, if anything. And he was only in the movie like 15 minutes. There is no chance.
Can you take a look here?
There is no chance. And you're saying that he won over someone like Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio and even fucking Jack Nicholson. That's just not possible. Not possible one fucking bit. In fact, you're an
idiot.
What
year was that?
2004, probably?
2007. No,
2007. 2007? Okay, fine. There's no chance.
No chance.
There's absolutely no chance. And now I'm going to have to keep talking to stall so we don't have fucking dead.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are.
Dead air. So
The Departed, Graham King won Best Picture. The Departed won.
I'm pretty sure Martin Scorsese won. Martin Scorsese won Best Director. That was like his first win after being nominated like a bajillion times. He finally won because of that film. There is no goddamn chance Marky Mark won Best Actor. In fact, there's no goddamn chance that Marky Mark was even nominated for Best Actor when he was in 15 minutes of the film.
He's in way more than 15 minutes of the film.
Collectively? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, he's in like more than half the scenes.
No, he's not.
He's like in the he starts in the second scene. Yeah, he is.
Okay, can you just tell me so I don't have to keep talking and filling up dead airspace
while
you look it up?
Screenplay, foreign language, short film, documentary.
This should be very easy to find out. You found the year, now just go to who won Best Actor in 2007.
Best Director, Best Picture,
oh
my
God.
Best Actor is Forrest Whitaker for The Last King of Scotland.
Okay, so you were absolutely wrong. And there's also no chance that he was even nominated. There's no chance, Andrew. Absolutely no chance.
I promise you he was nominated because I'm looking at that right now.
No, he was not. Nope, he was not.
Let me look here.
Oh, my God. You're going to make me look it up because you're taking so long.
Well, I'm trying to find a reliable source. So I might
go to Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a very
reliable source. Oscar.org.
What?
Oscar.org.
Why is God, you keep cutting out. So you say Oscar.com? Is that what you're saying? Fuck my Wi-Fi. It's so goddamn annoying.
Yeah, Oscar.org is what I said, sir.
Okay. Okay. That's great. Now, can you just please, for the love of God.
Yeah, it was accurate.
Please, Andrew, please. Thank you. Jesus Christ, my sanity.
All right.
There's no chance grapefruit. That he was ever for best actor. No.
Grapefruit.
No. We are not ending the fucking show. I get to talk about my movie. Okay? Snowpiercer.
Yeah, what
it's
did you
on
even
Netflix.
Watch?
Snowpiercer.
I feel
it's
like
on
I've heard
Netflix.
It.
Dude, you need to watch it tonight. It is such a sweet-ass movie. It's by the same director. The guy who did Parasite directed and helped screenwrite this movie. It is so fucking awesome. It is such a...
Is it a foreign language film?
No, it's not. It's completely American. It's got Chris Evans as the lead role.
Oh.
You need to look it up. It's on Captain Netflix. America. You need to look it up. Snowpiercer. I'm pretty sure FX is doing like a spin-off TV show on it, but I don't know anything about that. Snowpiercer, the movie, which is on Netflix right now, you need to watch it. It's
I've heard of this.
You need to watch it. It's so good. I won't spoil it for you. Just know that it's a mix of like kind of dark humor, but then also it's just like this wild ride of people who are in this car. They're in this train called Snowpiercer, and the world is all frozen over, and the only people left alive are in this blazing train that circles the globe called Snowpiercer. It's like Noah's Ark, but you're trapped in the train, and it's about a guy, Chris Evans, revolting because they're like on the poor side of the train against the rich people.
How
because
big
there's
is
like
this
a heavy
train?
Divide. You need to watch it. I'm not going to spoil anything for you.
I'm not even
the size of the train. It's so good. Okay? They live in the back of the train, and it's called the tail, and their lives suck, you know, and they live in poverty, and there's a clear divide between rich and poor. And so there's, you know, he wants to take over the train, you know, but they're the only ones left alive. You need to watch it.
That's Snowpiercer. All right, I'm sold. I will watch it after I finish The Big Bang Theory.
Oh my God. Are you still on season 8?
No, I'm on like season 10 now.
Oh my God, dude. You sent me a snap today and it showed your laptop. You know, you're like, you're working on Slack, and then it showed Zeke. I think you were giving Zeke a toy. In the background, I just saw fucking Big Bang Theory, and I got mad for no reason.
It's constantly on. I constantly have it.
I can't believe you
I think
don't
I'm
want
halfway
to
through
yourself.
Season 10 right now. I do.
I can't
I kind of
like
do.
I can't believe
the entire time that I'm watching it, I'm like, I should watch something else. Just, you know, take a little bit of a break. And I really, TikTok has been honing in on me watching The Big Bang Theory because I keep getting Big Bang Theory TikToks.
No.
And I know, but I also get Modern Family TikToks. So I'm like, now I'm definitely going to go rewatch that after this.
Yeah, like I said, we've been rewatching Modern Family and it's so good. It's such a good
show. It's so funny.
Hilarious. I think that we've covered everything
Thank God.
We're going to talk about. Wait, hold on. I want one last story time. We are recording this on Wednesday night when we usually record on Thursday night and release on Friday morning, right?
Right. Correct.
We're still going to
release on Friday morning.
Yeah, obviously. But can you tell the people why we are recording on Wednesday night and not Thursday night?
Oh, I got plans tomorrow.
What plans?
I'm just hanging out with a buddy.
You need to tell the story. You need to tell the story.
All right.
Because I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question about said story.
Okay. So I was perusing a dating app, as you do, and I matched with somebody. And on this dating app, you can also link your Instagram. Like, that's interesting. So I'm scrolling through her pictures on Instagram, just checking it out. And there's a picture of like a dresser, and on top of the dresser is like ornaments and like house decorations. but there's also a picture frame. And then the picture frame is a picture of our fucking analytics guy, Alec, and his wife. And I'm like, that's fucking kind of weird. So I took a screenshot of this girl I matched with and I sent it to Alec. I'm like, do you know this person? He's like, yeah, I know this person. And it's his wife's cousin. So now I'm going on a date with our analytics guy, his wife's cousin.
That is so funny because
it's a small world.
But specifically Iowa is so small town. So small town, dude. It's so funny that you matched with Alec's wife's cousin. That is so funny. Now, here's a question I have. Here's the question. You mm-hmm. said that you found this out because you went to the girl's Instagram that was attached to the dating app, right? And so you started looking through the photos. How much did you have to zoom in to find or see that picture of
Alec? Not at all. Alec and
bleep.
You might have to bleep that out. I actually.
I'm not going back, Andrew. Andrew, I'm not.
You got it.
Say her name.
I know. I know. I fucked up. But
you're such a fuck, dude. I'm so mad.
Alec is gonna have his ass off when he listens to this. Okay, but anyway. So I didn't have to at all. It's like the picture, I think, is the centerpiece of the photo that's taken on Instagram, which is kind of why I saw it immediately. I was like, what the fuck?
That's such a weird photo to post on Instagram. Yeah, who just posts a picture of another people? Like, what did the caption say?
I couldn't see the caption. Based on the what is attached through the dating app, it's just the pictures.
That's just... I envision you like zooming in and being like, flying detective. Wait, enhance that. Enhance.
What is that?
Oh my God. Okay.
I'll send you the picture after this so you can see.
Yeah, send me the picture. I'm looking at the timestamp so I know when to go back and bleep out her name because you're a fuckhead. All right.
Yeah, that's my bad.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck on your date tomorrow night. Yeah. Which I guess if people are listening to this would be last night. Weird how time
works. Yeah, you're right. It's time travel.
Okay.
Grapefruit.
Normally you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause bath server babies.